Okay, one.
One, we got two here.
One, two, Bokumachu is met. Oh, Manda says she's too tired. Darn, I wanna hear King Rush.
It's all right. Probably on the next adventure, he'll be there.
Hey, how you doing?
Howdy. You ready for my incredibly stupid bullshit?
Yeah. Also, I guess we can record this on my tower and then put it on my laptop.
I mean, I got backup for you.
Well, are you on your tower right now?
Yeah.
What's that?
Because I only turn on my laptop if I'm recording RPGs.
Oh, alright.
And I was doing a Let's Play.
What Let's Play?
Charlie's playing one of the Castlevanias, and it's him and Hannah.
Alright.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, Travis, if you can cover it up, then either send it over or edit yourself.
Sure, I'll send it over.
Also, Josh told me about one of Giant Bomb's one of the more recent Giant Bomb quick looks, which is a Hatsune Miku game, and I was wondering why he was telling me to watch it, and it turns out there's a part in there where they have a photo studio where you can take Miku and like put her in clothes and like sets and take pictures.
No.
And they noticed that you can't tilt her back above a certain distance. And they're like, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. But then they put her in a certain pose where her skirt comes up a little bit. And when they went down to level and started turning it, they noticed that she disappeared. And they realized, oh, that's because it would be showing something. And so what? So you know what the Vocaloid character Miku looks like?
Yeah.
She's got the little short skirt.
Yeah.
The game has a pose called Despondent, where she's like kind of on her knees, but kind of sitting Indian style, kind of not, and it causes her skirt to go up a little bit. And rather than address this by remodeling the skirt so it stays like kind of hugging the floor, they just if you took the camera into a position where you could see up her skirt, the model just disappears. And the game puts a warning on the screen saying, please reposition the model.
Nice, nice. That's pretty funny.
You know, I was curious what was up, because I was heard that, like, there was some big deal. People were going, there's finally an English Hatsune Miku game. And I was I wonder what it's all about. And that pretty much tells me.
The singing's not in English.
I need to know. And also, the game itself, though, being in...
Yeah. You can read the menus and stuff. I linked you the quick look if you ever want to check it out. It's 50 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, I'll check that shit out tonight.
No, not
tonight. I don't want to.
I might end up...
I mean, most of the time is spent playing the game. They just get to that part.
I just want that. I don't want to experience this.
And it's just... And I remember... Apparently that game's $50 on the PlayStation Store.
Why?
For a game that's like basically a crappy version of Elite Beat Agents and a
Vocaloids
PS2
are fucking
game.
Huge for some reason.
Yeah, I think they did the best description of it, that it's like going to a Miku show is like going to a Gorillaz show, except everything is synthetic.
Huh. It's also way
because she's not a
creepier,
real person.
It's not well, not even also... that. It's just because it's because of the kind of person they make her is. Just...
Yeah, they make her an underage schoolgirl, and because I guess that's the main attraction for teen idols.
Let me finish opening up my beer, and we can start.
It's a really sad thing because like the whole idea of the way the Vocaloid program works is actually really brilliant and amazing.
Yeah, no, and one of the things they were saying was when they were listening to her sing, they're like, wow, that just sounds like auto-tuned people.
Right, and it's one of those things, and it works because of the way the Japanese language works and the very limited amount of syllables actually there, and the syllables don't change pronunciation based on position, so you can pretty much put everything in whatever order you want, and it works.
Yeah.
So it's
no.
Like those unique things that works because of that language, and is really cool. But then they're like, you know what we need to do? personify all the types of voices into Japanese schoolgirls.
Well, no, there's a Shota boy.
That doesn't make anything better.
Of course there is. I'm going to go get a drink.
There's a thing for everyone's kink.
Just y'all keep talking about kink, because y'all are going to an anime convention.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I've been to a couple of those.
Tell me that Brett's going to be there.
Brett
Wilbur, the guy who leads the games club.
Yeah, the guy
Why
that
do
we've
you
had
think
the same
you guys
place.
Are getting hired? Because he's a dumbass.
Are we going? Is he going to enter us in the cosplay parade?
Not unless you suggest, but you guys are all in cosplay, so nobody will bat an eye.
Although we're in costume, but we're not costuming.
You're really shitty cosplayers.
All right,
God, where's the NPC?
Yeah, no, none of us are like tailors or anything, costumers.
Speaking of costumes, here's a question: How long before we hit the point where it wouldn't be, or I don't know, how long before we could legitimately just go to like a con and like dress up as characters from our podcasts?
A while.
No.
a while. I'll just say our podcast this month has received 25,000 views, and that is a quarter of the total views our podcast has received in the last 2.5 years.
Wow,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. It's also not much.
It's a lot, yeah, I suppose is the thing. And it's assuming that
you could go as your own character and then explain to everybody and attempt and make some attempt.
I don't think I would. I don't think that would be actually funny. It's like, it'd be funny to do that and then just, like, not bring it up unless somebody asks who you're supposed to be and then be like, well.
I can't cosplay as anyone of my characters.
Can't cosplay, my characters are ladies. You can crossplay.
Oh, I don't think that could stop you.
You have to crossplay as
anyone. It'll stop me.
And also none of our characters have distinct costumes.
This is true. That may be
all
the bigger issue.
All you have to all do is turn feather people. Yourself, but only on the arms.
I don't know if you could do you and Manda could do like things to make you look like Scott and Manny.
I don't feel like getting giant yellow contact lenses.
Or dyeing your hair yellow. Wearing a wig or something.
If I wanted, I could do the laziest cosplay and cosplay Aiden because his appearance was in fact a face.
See, when I cosplayed, I just cosplayed as a hungry college student. It worked really well.
There were only two times I cosplayed, and one was as Rorschach just after the Watchmen movie came out, and that was actually pretty awesome, because there were a lot of people that like wanted my picture and other cosplayers that posed with me, and there were a lot of. It's a good way to have it's an experience, and I recommend doing it once. The next year I went as John Egbert at the very very beginning of the Homestuck wave before anybody knew what Homestuck was. And so I went around in the ghost tee and carrying a sledgehammer, and everybody asked me if I was being a weird version of the pyro. Huh. There was actually one person did recognize the ghost shirt and the hammer and knew what I was doing, and that was pretty all right. He warned me about stairs.
the question I have for
did
you.
Did you take his warning?
So
heart.
He told me, dog. He told me about stairs.
So is what you're saying, Matt, that you cosplayed Homestuck before it was cool? Is that
yep.
what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm saying, actually. I bought a prop sledgehammer for $10, and I bought John's Ghosty Tee t-shirt, which was weird because I've never had a ringer tee before, and ringer tees feel
wrong. Just feel
wrong. Everything about them feels wrong. Like the ring around the tee is elastic, and so it sticks to your bicep, and that's weird with a t-shirt.
Huh. Right. I didn't know.
I want the sleeves of my t-shirts to be loose, just be flowy. All
right, so well, Jen, should we do this before it gets too late?
Would you say you like your sleeves like you like your women?
No, I like my women like I like my soup, chunky.
I like my women like I like my sleeve. I don't wear sleeves. Wait, what?
I like my steak grilled, charred and grilled.
I was about to say bloody and rare, but okay. Yeah, I guess I'll run this shit. Who's got?
I like my women like I like my women. Recursive.
What?
Math jokes are bad. Let's start this terrible, god-awful thing. Test.
Test, hi.
Okay, yeah, it's back to working.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, but you have a...
Electronics went stagnant. Nate was the next victim.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Jeez. But yeah, Rose...
Just have the biggest smile on my face thinking of that confrontation. I wasn't expecting it to happen that soon, but... Who cares?
Sometimes we get lucky.
Lucky.
Yep.
Just... Also, I put down Goldie's house where it was described to be.
Perfect.
Okay.
It is turquoise. I had to start making custom colors because we're very quickly running out of distinct normal colors.
Just yeah, that I don't know what I was expecting, but it was not that.
There's a reason for it.
I'm sure there is, but still.
Also, just as a note, I wrote it in the chat before, but I like that he has, like, epilepsy powers.
Oh, God. That's, I didn't even make that connection. God damn it.
Anyways.
Yes, indeed.
There he goes.
Oh, Nate dropped out. Oh.
Oh.
I thought it was just a reaction. That's bizarre. And
that was actually the best reaction. It's like, no.
It's one of those things. It's just